Hi, this is Jim and Sid. Welcome to today's Outsports podcast. It's May the 30th. The first, summer started officially. Well, not officially by the solar cycle, but by the sort of the American cycle of Memorial Day being the start of summer. So, which means only one thing: football can't be too far behind.
It's always about football.
I was talking to somebody the other day about that. Oh, good. Now that June's here, football's only 2 months away.
We still have the French Open, Wimbledon,
US Open,
and the Major League Baseball. I mean, it's like every other sport plays between now and then, and they focus on football.
But today we're going to talk about one other football and a sport that's not in season right now, college basketball. We've had this week sort of two, I guess you can call them first in many ways. In pros, Robbie Rogers played for the LA Galaxy, becoming the first MLS soccer player to come out, and arguing the terms of whether or not MLS is a major sport or not, the first openly male player in a major team sport, although I liked how the New York Times referred to it as sort of major sport, comma, or parentheses, sort of. But we also had a story on a college basketball player who is the first openly gay, publicly gay college basketball player to come out from a school in Kansas named Jalen Messerschmidt. So it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition of those two stories happening in the same week.
Well, but not a surprise, right? I mean, this topic has just been exploding more and more every year for the last few years, and this year it's unavoidable. And you know, we were talking before this about how Outsports really has been writing about this stuff solo for so many years, and we don't really have any, you know, main competitors. But now our competitors are the New York Times and USA Today and ESPN, because a lot of their writers are writing about this, because there are just so many people coming out and so many stories.
Well, although I guess the question is, are there so many people coming out? There's a lot of people writing about people coming out, but we still in pro sports, again, we'll call the MLS, you know, for that for now, it's only two guys. We still don't have people in baseball, the NFL, or the NHL.
Right.
And we don't have anybody in pro tennis, anybody in golf. We don't have anybody in major college football, major college basketball. So I would disagree that they're writing coming out stories as much as they're all writing about the same story or the same issue from their whatever angle they're taking.
I'm talking about college and high school as well. I mean, the number of stories that we see, it's a lot. But, you know, like that, the high school football player in Florida, right? That became as a high school football player that people were writing about. But this year, I mean, we've seen Robbie Rogers and Jason Collins, Brittany Griner. That's a really big one. So, I mean, you're right. In the pros, there just hasn't been that many, though probably more than any other particular year ever before.
Well, and I thought the story, Jalen Messerschmidt, for those who haven't read it, he plays for Benedictine College in Kansas. That's a small liberal arts school, Catholic school. And his story is interesting because he was raised Mormon, but his family obviously knew he was gay pretty early, because his mom would say stuff to him like, well, if I ever had a child that was gay, I'd be totally supportive of him. And like, he's thinking at 9 or 10 years old, why is mom telling me this? But he was out to his team at the beginning of the season, and he contacted Outsports before Jason Collins came out and simply said, hey, are you interested in my story? And I asked him why he contacted us. He said, because he had not seen any other stories about basketball players, so he couldn't relate as much as he was reading about other sports, even though he appreciated it.
Right.
And what I thought was interesting was the idea that he plays for such a place you wouldn't think of normally as being, you know, the gay Mecca, Kansas. And in a sense, these kind of stories show that, you know, you don't have to be in L.A., New York to sort of be accepted these days. He's a Mormon playing for a Catholic school in Kansas, and everybody couldn't be happier, and he's totally fit, and everybody loves him.
It's a fantastic story. He's also in basketball, which some people believe might be the most homophobic of all the sports or all the major leagues. But You know, Jim, I just keep, people keep talking about, you know, groundbreaking, and people were just giving me so much, some people were giving me shit about, you know, reminding everyone that Robbie Rogers was not the first pro athlete, you know, in men's team sport in the U.S. And I just think it's funny because I read these stories and they're kind of ho-hum to me, almost like, we know that people across the country are accepting gay people, and we know that in sports, and we know that they're doing it. I mean, Delson, right? She was at a Catholic school. I mean, this is not a big, none of this is a big surprise to us, even though to everyone else, it seems so shocking that Robbie Rogers and Jalen Messersmith might be able to take the court, you know, with their team knowing they're gay and not have somebody beat them up.
Yeah, but to me, the thing is, it's still a big issue to them. Meaning that Jalen talked about how petrified he was about doing this. And so even though the acceptance is there, the fear is still within a lot of the athletes who don't want to take the step. That's why I'm still moved by these stories, because the story to me is about how these athletes come to this place where they're comfortable doing it. I mean, he used the word petrified with me at least three times. And why? Because he heard some people saying negative things in the locker room, which is what we hear from everybody. Once he comes out, it's like, oh, God, this is amazing and it's great, and for him, he has two seasons left. So I think that's, to me, is still the thing that makes these stories powerful to me, because it's, I think, the rest of society in some ways may have a ho-hum attitude, but a lot of these gay athletes still have these great fears, for whatever their own reason is, that, you know, it's going to be a problem.
Well, first of all, I'm not saying the rest of society has a ho-hum attitude. I use that term with heavy quotes. I still find these stories awesome and fascinating. I still want to write about them. But, you know, most people think that, well, they're accepting of the gay person, but everybody else isn't, right? That's the kind of the dynamic that we know exists. But, you know, I still find these stories to be courageous, because courage is acting in the face of fear. And whether they, quote-unquote, should be afraid or not, Jalen was afraid. Robbie Rogers was really afraid. Like, petrified is a good word. Robbie Rogers was so petrified, he felt he had to leave the sport in order to come out. So, of course, these are still stories of courage, and it takes a lot of strength for these guys to do this stuff. It's just, you know, I think America is finally seeing what we've been seeing for years, that this just isn't a big issue in sports. It just isn't.
Well, and I think in Robbie's case, again, it is the MLS, and so it doesn't get the same kind of coverage, but they got him out of the way on Sunday. He played, and now when he keeps playing, the attention's going to kind of just ratchet down, 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 until there's some reason to write about it again. Because once you've done the thing, which is play, it's like, okay, well, he's probably not going to play much for a while because he's still getting in, you know, contest shape or whatever. But that's sort of what they all want. That's what these athletes are looking forward to, where they simply, no one pays much attention to them at a certain point once the initial flurry gets over. And that's what we've been saying for years in the pros. People move on real quickly.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Tebow got cut, and it kind of barely registered, but Tebow was the biggest thing in sports, and now it's kind of like people move on.
The media gets tired.
Yeah, so they'll get tired. Oh, Bill Walsh said that. Dave Coppé said he heard years ago that Bill Walsh said, former 49er coach, that if he had a gay 49er, it'd be a one-week story because he wouldn't let it get out of hand. He was aware of the dynamics, and the media gets bored with an issue, and they go on to something else. And once the guy plays, what's there to talk about? Assuming he's not getting attacked by fans, what's there to say about Robbie Rogers other than, well, he played 20 minutes today?
Well, you know, I went last Saturday. I was down with the Galaxy when they made the announcement, and, you know, I met Robbie and asked him a few questions. And one of their PR guys said that very thing. They wanted him to get in uniform on the field for the game the next day, because it was the last home game they had for like 3 weeks, and they did not want his first game to be in front of fans other than his own fans, you know, for fear that, you know, who knows what they might boo or whatever. They wanted the first, plus probably from a market, they wanted to sell the tickets. But they wanted that first time to be in front of the home fans, afraid of what other people might do.
Well, it's funny, I was watching, I've been following Jalen, all the media attention Jalen's getting, and he was on, you know, Kansas City the NBC affiliate, and the intro of the anchor was, well, we usually don't mention Benedictine College on our newscast, you know, sports. And so probably the first story they've done on the Benedictine sports in 20 years or something. So it does get these schools. I mean, that school is basking in all this wonderful acceptance, and, you know, it's just kind of funny that the stuff that gets attention is a guy who, you know, was basically a bench guy. He's going to start at center right. this year, but he was a bench guy. Still led his team in block shots, but it's kind of funny that maybe the way to get attention more is to come out as gay.
What did the school say? Did the school release a statement about this?
Yeah, they basically said, hey, great, we accept everybody. We think he's a student, an athlete, everybody else, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You know, it's one of the things that Robbie Rogers said was he was looking forward to not having to answer these questions anymore and just play soccer. Because, you know, I think he's so much more comfortable just playing soccer and talking about soccer than he is about, frankly, being gay and talking about gay issues. I think, you know, I think he's probably still struggling with this a little bit. But
well, I talked to one of the reporters who his theory was that Robbie wanted this to happen over Memorial Day weekend because it would get less attention than it would have maybe if it happened any other, you know, time.
Yeah.
That can we get it out of the way now? It's the weekend. It's holiday weekend. No one's going to, you know, get it over with, and then I can move on. And it's probably some truth because they really rushed this. You know, he gets signed, and he clears waivers. Plus, ESPN was doing the game, so I wouldn't doubt if there was some pressure of, you know, he's going to be in the lineup tonight, right? So,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, to me though, it's the idea that these stories still resonate with people, even though we kind of say, well, it should be simple, right? It should be how it is all the time, right? But at some point, OutSports can put itself out of business because these stories become so routine. But you do a story on a small college basketball player, and you know, people talk about it. ESPN puts it on their website. You know, like it's still novel enough. But it also shows, as John Branch for the New York Times says, you sort of, you know, you take your pioneers and your heroes where you get them, you know, because his whole, he wrote a column saying, you know, Jason Collins and Robbie Rogers, neither is a star, you know, neither is the person that you would have thought, but you can't sort of tell, you can't tell your heroes who they're going to be.
John's column was great. Yeah. I really loved that.
Who was said Peyton and who said James Harrison? I can't remember.
Oh, I'm sure you said Peyton.
I remember I had James Harrison on my brain, too, about the whole faggot thing. But, yeah, I don't know, whatever. So I just thought that I didn't remember that, and he quoted that.
Yeah, I do not want Peyton Manning coming out of the closet. Leave him to the straights.
Oh, that'd be great. Can you imagine that? Well,
it would be. All right.
It would be like, well, he has a wife and two kids, and, you know, he's been on the DL for years, and that would ruin his reputation.
That is interesting because, you know, some people latched onto the fact that Jason Collins had a fiance and he ruined many years of her life and, you know, by living a lie. And, God, can you imagine if Peyton Manning married with kids came out, what the shit that you would hear?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's all the first we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.